Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta, Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. And if you just heard the last 15 seconds, I'm glad to say that our names are not Bart Winkler, whoever the heck that guy is. Hello, Bart. Hello to everybody. What a day. All right, game six tonight. It's a big one, obviously. Sixers-Knicks. I mean, it's not exactly this is it, because if they win, it's not it. But if they lose, it is it. So it's a must-win game. We'll be all over talking about it today. The game, fans in the stands, we'll cover it all. Great job by the Phillies, obviously, in recent weeks, including yesterday. Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber in the bullpen getting the job done. Residual Eagles stuff to get to from A.J. Brown's press conference in the draft. All of it with you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
John, your name's not Bart Winkler, right?
No.
Okay.
Winkler.
Bart Winkler.
It's a little rougher than I thought. Winkler got a pass for me for a long time because of Henry.
Oh, of course.
Henry is, you know, the Fonz.
But
he's the
Bart,
coolest.
But Bart Winkler? Oh, man.
It's significantly less cool. Hey.
Yes.
Fergie was cool. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, yeah. Stacey Ann Ferguson. She was Charlie Brown's sister's voice on Peanuts TV shows,
never,
two TV movies,
didn't know that.
And several episodes of the animated series. Fergie herself voiced Charlie Brown's little sister Sal.
That's good work by her. That's you know. All right, now we need good work by the Sixers tonight. Look, let's do a deep dive on this game, and obviously we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Just to give you a real open-ended question right out of the gate, how you feeling? How you feeling? What are you thinking? You know, the whole game six thing, the must-win reality, what we've seen and what has clearly been, even though, I mean, we can say this, even though the Sixers are still in a hole, it has been one of the best and most compelling series we've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. I mean, this has been a masterpiece of sports from an entertainment and compelling standpoint. Now, do I wish the Sixers were up? Yeah. Do I wish they'd already won the series? Of course. But they haven't. They aren't. But they still have an opportunity. And frankly, they have a really good opportunity. And that excites me a lot on a lot of fronts. You know, I picked the Sixers to win the series. I picked them in six. Obviously, that won't happen. That can't happen. James's idea that, you know, the Knicks win in seven certainly could still happen. I mean, listen, those that said the Sixers will win in seven, and a lot of people picked that. That could still happen. The reality is this thing is clearly up for grabs. I'll tell you this. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. I have tremendous excitement for tonight. I mean it, tremendous. Like, last night, I was really getting pumped up for this game. And that's a good feeling. Now, it's also kind of scary. I mean, I would say, you know, while excitement is my first emotion, nervousness is not far behind, guys. I mean, we clearly know the Knicks can win any of these games. We clearly know the Sixers season could end tonight. I'm also in that mode, and this is a bittersweet feeling as a sports fan. We get here every once in a while, and I'm here now. I don't want this thing to end. I am definitely in I don't want this to end mode, which means you got something you really enjoy, but it also means you got something that's hanging by a cliff. So, you know, that's – and this is, of course, ironic after a really boring Sixer season on a lot of fronts. I mean, Joel missed half the year, the whole deal. So, look, I will – here's my main thing as it relates to the game itself, my main thing on the game, because we can go through all the elements, and I'm sure we'll go through at least many of them. I'm not moving off the fact that this likely will still come down to Embiid. I'm not moving off that. I mean – you know, I thought the series from the beginning would come down to Embiid, And I think that is still the fact. I mean, the reality is Tyrese Maxey obviously bailed them out. And it wasn't just in the final, 30 seconds or whatever the other day. It was the fact that Tyrese Maxey played a great basketball game. He happened to rev it up in the final 30 seconds of regulation, but he played a great basketball game. That's how you get up to 40, what I think was 46 or whatever it was, points. But the bottom line is this. Joel Embiid is supposed to be the dude. And with all love to Maxey, and all love is deserved to Maxey, I don't expect what he did the other day to happen on the regular. Not like that. And so I'd like to see more from Joel, which is ironic, of course, considering that he had a triple-double the other day and that, he's averaging like 30-something points a game in this series. So, again, want to hear from you at 215-592-9494, but I do think in the end it will be accurate that the Sixers will win the series because Joel gives them enough, or they will lose the series because he doesn't. We'll find out. John, what are you thinking here? What are you feeling? I mean, this is a fun day to be a sports fan, but it's also kind of a scary day. What's going through you?
I agree with you. It all comes down to Joel. It comes down to his mindset. He needs to get his mindset better than what it's been in order for us to have a chance. I'm not overflowingly confident about tonight because, man, it feels like Tyrese is going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting tonight, even though a lot depends on Joel and his mindset and where he is. But Tyrese needs to take over again, and we saw what it looked like in Game 5. Man, 46 points, he's so fast, no one can run with him, and he's such a sharp shooter, no one can stay with him. They can't predict when he's going to shoot. He can shoot the lights out. He needs to be as unpredictable and fast and explosive as he's ever been, because Joel needs to forget he was ever hurt for us to have a chance at actually living up to what he promised, which is being the better team in this series, winning this series.
Yep.
If Joel can play that way, like he is not hurt, because technically he's not supposed to be hurt. It's fixed. They told us 2.5 months ago, they scoped his knee. That means it's fixed. Once the swelling's out of there, and of course 2.5 months, you've had plenty of time to get the swelling out, it should be better. I think this still is a mental thing. He needs to get over that hump in a hurry, where when he jumps and lands, he no longer winces. To where when he blocks someone's shot, he's no longer, making...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's obvious that he's in pain. It affects everyone else. The other team.
Well, I'd say it affects
your
me.
Team,
it affects me.
It affects us as fans.
It affects all of us.
We're wincing too. Right. The other team, man. The Knicks, they're looking at that and they're saying, we got him where we want him.
Smell blood.
His teammates are looking at that and they're like, oh, no, no, Joel, come on, we need you. I'm telling you, Joel, it matters the way you react. It matters the way you act more than the way you play tonight. Tyrese is going to take care of a lot of the heavy lifting. You just need to get your mind right. Get your mind prepared. This is the long haul. If you're going to do what you said and win this series, you got to win two of them. Tonight, you got the help of the crowd.
Yeah.
That will help your cause. I'm positive. But, man, this team, they don't lay down. And we know the Knicks are so physically and mentally and emotionally tough.
They're very tough.
You have to rise to their level of toughness. Joel, the challenge, it comes to you. Can you do that?
Well, look, you know, it's going to be fascinating. And obviously, we'll talk about it for the next 4 hours. And as a radio station, obviously, for the next, it's a late game tonight, 9 o'clock game. So for the next, 15 hours. Want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. I mean, look, third player watch is obviously on again. It's on every game. You know, I mean, every game, it's like, okay, who's going to be the third player for the Sixers? Or will nobody be the third player, right? So, you know, you have your games like last game where Tobias did his job. You've had the game like the Heat game where Batum was the third guy. You've had some games where Kyle Lowry's given them.
Kelly Oubre might have to be that guy.
I think he's consistently due. That guy, but he has not been as good offensively in this series as I would have hoped. I still believe there's more in there. Now, look, I admire his defense and his tenacity. I think he's trying his. I was going to say a naughty word. I think he's trying his butt
off. Okay, James.
Yeah, I know. That's right. So we'll see. You know, the other thing about tonight, I'd say that, you know, we got to put out there right away is just the whole ticket thing. It's going to be a fascinating reality to watch what it looks like and what it feels like. You know, I think that credit to the Sixers ownership group. Obviously, the step up yesterday, if you missed the news, with 2,000 tickets being purchased by the Sixers ownership group. That's good work by them. It's really good work by them. I also want to say, James, credit to you and Elliot. I tend to think that if Elliot had not put out his initial tweet and if you had not cursed yesterday on WIP, we aired the audio like 7 or 8 or 9 times, not the curse, but the bleeped out version. Like, I tend to think they probably heard that and it spurred action. I mean, we did math on the air to figure out how much would it cost for them to buy, you know, like all the seats. And so, they don't buy all the seats. I kind of wish they did, but like, okay, 2,000 seats. Look, you're still going to have Knicks fans in there. You're going to have Knicks fans in there.
But what a statement by the organization.
Good.
That was cool. It was cool that they did that.
It's a good step. So, look, I could see a scenario where there's a lot of fights in the stands. I'm not advocating for that. Let me be clear. But, I mean, it could get really heated in there. I mean, if the Sixers season is on the line.
Would you fight someone tonight?
I would turn the other cheek, John. That's how I was.
About this, Joe. I thought about the potential for fights.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah,
nasty.
I think it could be an all-time aggressive crowd.
It was tense, you know, last Thursday, from what I heard.
But it wasn't an elimination game.
Exactly.
Now it's a different deal.
Especially with all these games being close. Like,
correct.
It's going to be tense.
Correct.
Man.
Speaking of tense, one other thing I want to get to, and again, you can react to all of it at 215-592-9494. I know sometimes I grasp at straws hoping for anything that can benefit Philadelphia sports. I'm just going to throw this one out there. And I can't say I expect it, but I've seen it before, and maybe it happens. I'm hoping the Knicks players get tight. I'm hoping that the way they lost Game 5 and the criticism that rained down on them on Tuesday night, late night, and on Wednesday all throughout not only New York City but America – I hope that they're feeling that. Now, listen.
That can happen.
That can happen.
Yeah, and also the reverse can happen, too, for the Sixers, especially after the way they lost Game 2.
Yeah.
To pull a game like that out,
that's right.
It can change the way you look at it. It changes their whole mentality.
It can. So I'm hoping that some of that's in play. I can't say I'm predicting it. You know, the Villanova players obviously are champions, so those guys have been battle-tested. You know, look, we'll see, but – hit us up here at 215-592-9494. It's Game 6. How you're feeling, what you're thinking, your thoughts about the fans in the stands, the Sixers ownership group. The whole deal on a really big day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.